New England Patriots fans can rejoice. Everybody else, not so much. Today, a federal judge has tossed out Tom Brady's 4-game suspension for his alleged involvement in Deflategate. U.S. District Judge Richard Berman has ruled that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's punishment of Brady was too harsh, and he said Goodell was issuing, quote, his own brand of industrial justice, and that the league was, quote, fundamentally unfair to Brady. His case was based on an independent investigation earlier this year that concluded that Brady probably knew that deflated footballs were being used in the AFC Championship game against the Indianapolis Colts. Kurt Nickisch, reporter for WBUR, is one of the Here and Now contributing stations. He joins us in the studio. Kurt, is Tom Brady off the hook?
He is for now. It's for the foreseeable future. The NFL says it's going to appeal, so it's possible that if this judge's ruling gets overturned, that he could be suspended later, but right now he gets to play.
Is this much of a surprise, the fact that he has basically for now been acquitted?
Not to Patriots fans and people here in New England, because they felt like Brady was just sort of unfairly and severely punished on sketchy and flimsy evidence. They felt that the Commissioner Goodell was actually, you know, had a vendetta, was going after Brady. It is also surprising to a lot of legal scholars because it's highly unusual for a judge to void an out-of-court arbitration. Usually, courts leave those alone unless they're extremely poorly run or extremely unfair. But that's exactly what Judge Richard Berman said here.
And what else did he say? I mean, what was his rationale in ruling in Tom Brady's favor?
Well, he had a number of reasons that this arbitration process. Remember that Brady was initially suspended after this investigation. He appealed to the NFL, and the NFL heard his appeal. Commissioner Goodell was the, you know, heard that appeal of his. And the judge ruled that, you know, Brady didn't have equal access to witnesses and evidence in his appeal to the league. The judge also said that Brady was never warned that, you know, even knowing about an equipment violation, not being directly involved in something, could lead to the punishment it did. And so essentially, the judge was saying the punishment didn't fit the crime. This is all about the process, but the judge's conclusion definitely cast doubt on whether Brady was really correctly looped into this thing at all.
What is their response from the NFL? Anything yet?
Well, the NFL says it's going to appeal despite some internal pressure from owners to let this be. Commissioner Roger Goodell says in a statement that, you know, he's grateful for the judge for hearing this matter, but he respectfully disagrees. The league's going to appeal, and they say they need to protect the integrity of the game and that they have the players' union contract at their back. Now, this could lead to some interesting scenarios. If it's overturned, Brady could miss the playoffs later this season if he has to serve a 4-game suspension later. But they're going to try to take it to an appellate court.
And meanwhile, he's going to be in a preseason game tonight, right?
Yeah, he is. Still and fans playing. Are going to be happy to see him.
What about fans? How are they reacting?
Well, they're thrilled. I mean, the governor here even wore a Free Brady T-shirt the other day. There's a Dunkin' Donuts that put up a sign saying Free Donuts for Life for Richard Berman. People here feel vindicated.
Richard Berman being the judge in the case. Kurt Nickisch, reporter for WBUR, Here and Now contributor. Thank you, Kurt.
Of course.
You're listening to Here and Now.